Rashi and Ayin Hema Beis. I prefer the white lines. So Abaya asked on Rava from the Mishnah. It says the Baal has to prove that the Mumin were there. The Baal has to, once she goes on Shusa Baal, the Baal has to prove that they were there before the Erison. It sounds like that, but if he can prove that they were there after the Erison, it doesn't help, even though if they were there after the Erison, they were in Rishus Ahav. Once in Rishus Ahav, you, Rabbi, said there's a story of Khan Nimsakan Hoyu, which would take them back to say that they were there in Rishus Ahav after the Erison, they were in Rishus Ahav before the Erison, and it's a Mechel Tos. But you see that that's not sufficient. The Baal has to prove that they were there all the way there before the Erison. In Hevi Abal Raya, Shrobo Hamumen Halavu, he brought a proof that these Mumen were there. Mishinis Arsa after Erison, Heba Oda Beisavia, she's ready in her father's house. She's still in her father's house. Lav Raya, that's not sufficient. That's what we're deducing from the Mishnah. If what you're saying is true, that there's this rule of Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu, so they were there in the Vesavia, which would mean that if they were there in Vesavia, they were there before the Erison as well. And the Baal should win. So what's the bias? The end of his thought. Ella. What are we forced to say? They're disagreeing. And the town of the Seva is Rabbi Gamliel, that she's believed. Even if it took place when she's after Erison, before Nesuin, you don't say the Surah Kanim Sekan Hoyu. And the Seva holds that she's believed. That was a bias kash. Sir Rabbi said back, Lailam Resha Mishum Kan Nimsav Kan Hoyu. The reason of the Resha is because of the Surah of Kan Nimsav Kan Hoyu. It's there Bishus Ha'av. It was there earlier Bishus Ha'av as well. And therefore the Baal will not have to pay the Ksuba. However, why, if the Baal, in the case where she was nicholas was just a Baal, and the Baal then proves that it was the Mumin were there after the Erison, that doesn't work to the Baal's favor. There's two arguments on the supporting the father's. Or the woman's right to collect the tzuva. One is that there's because the Chesed group says that the mum happened later, after the Erison, and even if you say it happened beforehand, the Baal normally would be Baidik before he went ahead with before he married her. She has two arguments strengthening her argument. Two swaras to strengthen her argument. One, the Chesed group tells me, everything depends on the moment of Erison. The Chesed group says that whatever change happened, happened later, not earlier. So it happens after the Erison. Vim Tarmar, and even if you'll argue that Harach HaChazaka, that the Chazaka has been weakened, Hal V'kan Nimsu, and because we have a rule, once we found the Rishus Ha'av, it was there beforehand. So that's a counter chazaka. Well, against that, you have a sore of chazaka. A person will not go ahead with the marriage unless he's baidik beforehand. And therefore, filu kan hoyu, kadim kedushin zeh. Even if they were here before the kedushin, excuse me, kan hoyu kadim kedushin, they were here before the kedushin. Zeh sheikh nisa l'chupa. Mizuhi shtiya sakais. If he took her into the chuppah, which that's the analogy to the shtiya sakais. We have to assume that he accepted it. So he didn't. So if he went ahead, to the point of doing the nesuin, it means he's accepted these moment. So now, however, what should you argue? That a person is, we have a chazak, a person is not mefayis by mumin. So chadu akum tarati. So Rashi asks a question. Why is the chadu akum tarati? We have the chesed group tells me. Okay, so it was she was the baal already took her. The Baal already took her. So we had, and then he brought Adib. He was able to prove that there was there sometime between the Erisin and the Nesuin. He was not able to prove that it was there before the Erisin. But he knows it was there sometime between the Erisin and the Nesuin. So the Mor says, well, the Chesed tells me that it happened after the Erisin. So therefore she's married. She didn't have a mum at the time of the marriage. Good. That's one, to the woman's advantage. Number two, there's a chazaka. That person doesn't go ahead with the nesuin unless he was baidik. If he went ahead with the nesuin, must be he knew about it. And he accepted it. Two for her. On the husband's side. What? Rashi says the nesuin. In fact, he went ahead with the nesuin. It's a riot that he's agreeable to the woman. On her side. That's her side, so she has two. On the husband's side, he only has one. The chazaka person is not mispias by mumin. That is what I mean. He also has a chesed mumin. He's supposed to get the money. The hamid mumin al cheskasa lo yamrinan. The Rashi says, what about being mime of the mumin al cheskasa? The fact that he's supposed to get the money. You don't say. Then the heavy nami hacha tarti that on the husband's side should also be two. The makom chazaka the gufa chazaka the mamar lav klumhi. So Rashi said a major mouthful. Like we already discussed that where the chiddush of our sugya is that the ches of the gufa is strong enough to metzi mamon. Now Rashi is saying it's so strong that we ignore the ches's mamon. The way some of the Achronim, when they talk about the sugya, there's an intrinsic difference between the Chesed Mamon and the other Chazakas. The other Chazakas are in some way addressing the Sofik. What is the status of the woman? What is the mindset of the person vis-a-vis the status of the woman? Those are directly addressing the issue. Chesed Mamon is when you have a suffix, you keep the money where it is. It's not addressing the suffix at all.
Does that go to the issue of like a hanhaga versus beer? We talked about once.
It would. But the raya is that it's a psak, which means once we decide that it's vada the person's. But if I that plays in after I that only comes into play after I've made a decision. I try to address the question. I've got all of my clarifications that I can address my question. Then I said, well, after they said that I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm not aware of the raya. But if I have chazakas, which are telling me that what the reality is, or you know, or at least the halachic reality. So they get dealt with first, and then after they're dealt with, you get to, well, is there a chesed moment as well? So what's the chiddush over here? The chiddush over here is, so the two chazakas of a person not responsible for a woman, and a person will not move forward with an assumption unless he was mavarer. Those are chazakas. Those are really along the lines of an ansahadis. We said the nature of people is A, the nature of people is B. So we have so those are clearly addressing the root of the issue. What really happened over here? Well, it cannot be that he went ahead and married her if he didn't know about it, because people don't do that. It can't be that he agreed to a woman, because people don't do that. Those are both going to the root of the issue. What Rashi is saying over here is that what about chazakas? Now, chazakas are not really going to the root of the issue. Chazakas are the hanhag of the Torah said what to do in a makom safek. So now we have two ways to deal with makom safek. We have a chazaka, chesed group tells me you deal with. Chazakas, the mikara, only say, okay, only after I admit that it's a safek. Okay, I admit this is a safek. What do you do? Torah says do this, Torah says do that. Well, now I have a conflict. And Chesed tells me when I don't know what happens, the nature is it happened later. Not the physical nature, but the halachic nature is that it happened later. That's only if I have a doubt, this is what Chazaka tells me to do. Chazaka also tells me keep the money where it is. So that Rashi says no, that still the Chesed Guf really is dealt with before you get to the Chesed moment. Because the Yisrael of a Chesed Guf is that we don't raise, the way Chazaka the Mekar works is we don't raise the question. We say, as far as I know, this is the reality. I knew there was a reality at one point in time. I don't have to raise the question that anything changed until I know vada that it changed. So that's also judged before I get to Chesed's moment, which that's Bechlal, not, you know, that's totally throwing my hands and saying I don't want to do, leave where it is. So Rashi says, "Makom Chesed Guf, Chazaka the Guf, Chazaka the Moed, Lav Klumi." Now, why is Rashi say it like that? So, if I understand it correctly, getting to the concept of Anhagar versus Birur. The way we deal with the cheskes chazaka the gufa might be different than we deal with chazaka the abdin. There was a case where the case of man throws a get to the woman. So we don't know whether the get landed closer to the woman or closer to the man. If it landed closer to the woman, she's divorced. Landed closer to the man, she's not divorced. We don't know. She has a cheskes eshes ish. She was an eshes ish yesterday. She's an Eshes, so she's still an Eshes Ish. So Chazaka passes the Shiloh, and she's an Eshes Ish. That's a Cheskes Din. It's not a Cheskes, it's not the Chazaka the Gufa. We're not discussing the physical status that we were discussing. So that is a Hanhaga. A Cheskes Din can't be multi moment. What Rashi is saying is that the way we deal with the Chazaka the Gufa is when you're dealing with a physical reality. The halacha looks at it. It's not just a anhaga. Within the realm of halacha, it's dealt with as if it was a beer. And we say, if this was a physical reality, and we don't know whether it changed or not, halacha is the substance of physical realities remain like that until we know about it otherwise. So therefore that's dealt with as a. Addressing the root of the issue better than Chesed Moment, which is not addressing the root of the issue. That's the way they understand it.
But it wouldn't just be limited to the Chazaka the Gufa. In other words, we also in Adam Shos Bekoso.
Well, those are not Sahadis. Those are Pashut. They go before a Chesed Moment. Because those are telling me that this is the nature of how things function. It cannot be that he did this. It cannot be that he did that. that this is the nature. So that's really addressing the root of the issue.
And once the hadith comes before, after the haskatah.
I think they would have to deal with those simultaneous. But the point is, they all are ways to address the root of the issue, as opposed to the chesed moment, which is not addressing the root of the issue. Also, now I do want to point out that chesed moment is not a psak. Except for Karn, that's the sugim in Bo Metzi in the first parak. Talk about Kayan. So a person has what'd I say?
You just said in the first parak, not in the first parak.
Person has an animal, he gives birth to the animal gives birth to something which is not clear exactly what it is, whether it's considered developed enough to be considered a child. But it's dead, it's just whatever it is, it's not fully developed. So then afterwards it subsequently gives birth to a viable child. So is that child the Bechor or not? If the first birth was considered developed enough to be considered a child, this is the second child. If it's not, this is the first child. So it's a Safek Bechor. Bechor goes to the Kohen. Right? So it's a Safek Bechor. So nobody knows the reality. We know what happened. We know. Everybody knows. The Bezin knows. The owner knows. The Kohen. Nobody knows what happened. We just have not been able to figure out the halachic reality, what the status of the child is. So the loch is what's the mechiv on the Raya, and he still keeps it. He's not mechiv to give to the kayan. So what do you do with the bechor, which you can't? Bechor when the bechor gets a mum, so you let a shef to eat it. So Israel will shef to eat it. What it gets a mum. So the kayan comes along and says, "No, it's a bechor," and he grabs it. Tukful kayan, the kayan grabs it. So the more is a machloek is whether. Do we force the kohen to give it back or not? The pashas of the maskanas of the Gemara, it's a back and forth in the Gemara. The pashas, the way the Gemara reads, the maskanas of the Gemara is mitzinus amiyada. So here is a case where the you cannot use any chazakah has a moment to decide the shaila, because we know the intrinsic shaila is in front of us, and we know the reality. We know the suffix. But even so, once the halacha says, "I mentioned we're delivered, it belongs to the Israel," the kohen will grab it. He has to give it back because psak was it's the Israel's. Even though the kohen is arguing very vehemently, "Well, that's very nice, but it's very possible it's bechor, and I have it now. Why do you take it away from me?" We say, "Yeah, but once the halacha said that we pass it as the Israel's before you grabbed it, so I'm sorry." You're a god of. So Mesa Melamaraya is a psak. So once you pass into Israel's, the Kohen can't argue, "Well, I have just as much of a good argument that's mine as he does." It's too late. We pass into Israel's. If you hold Metzina Samayada, Metzina Samayada, you're basically saying, "Yeah, it's basically leave it where it is." Well, now you have it, leave it where it is. So it says, it ends up functioning like it's called Dol Magvar.
It's the opposite.
If you hold Amos in some yodo, it's called Dol Magvar. So Yisrael had it, so it's his. The Kohen grabs it, it's his. Yisrael grabs it back, it's his. You know, it's basically, you know, keep fighting back and forth. But if you hold Metzina, we paskin, except for the Rambam, we paskin Metzina some yodo, which means with a psak, it's Yisrael's. The Kohen has to give it back. So Metzina the right is a psak, but it's a psak once you get to the point of suffix. Ashal Tizaris. But I will hechashay the Edim Shiroba Ashal Tizaris. But let's say the Edim proved that it was there before the Arison. So in that situation, Hemen Aguba Cheskosa Lekilamim. We cannot use the Chesed Gufa to say that it happened later because we know that that's not true. We have Edim. L'diya Shalahoyeba Bashas Kedushin, Dokami Edim. You cannot use the Chazaka, the Gufa, to tell me it wasn't there because we know that it was there. So that's irrelevant. So what are you left with? So you're left with a chazaka that a person would not. See, he did the suin already. And now he brings Adam that was there before the Arison. But he did the suin. Must be he was Mephias. Well, yeah, but a person is not Mephias at a moment. So now those two chazakas are it's one against one. And then. So now that there's no chazaka l'gufa, you put them on malchus kasa. That's how Rava answers. Okay. Now, Tosfos over here asks, we're going through the sugya slowly because this is one of the most seminal sugyas about Chesed's moment and chazaka, all the types of chazakas, how they interplay. This is one of the most important sugyas in Shas on that topic. Tosfos says, why is it chal v'kam tarti? Because you have in the case where he does nisu, and then he proves Aden that it was there after the Arison. She says, okay, the two chazakas of what the nansaris are, one on each side. A person wouldn't move ahead unless he was mispias. A person not mispias but moving. Fine. There's also chesed aguf. We know it was there after the Arison. We don't know it was there before the Arison. Chazakas aguf tells you it was after the Arison. That's true. There's also a comment in the Kanhoyukandarabba, which says it was there, what is there after the Arison? It was there before the Arison, which is also from a chazak of the Gufa. So it still gets two. That's how it says Kasha. Terrible. Gabi Baal, Ikanami Tarti, Chara Denon Ispayas, the woman, Bechara the Islam Amer, Kandibs of Kanhoyuk. That's how it says Kasha. We'll pick it up tomorrow.